Hi, it's Michael Senoff with Michael Senoff's HardToFindSeminars.com. The title of this interview is called, How This Woman Went From Flat Broke Secretary to Making Seven Figures and How You Can Too. Suzanne Evans launched her small business out of a 350-square-foot apartment using an investment of just $47. 1 year later, she was bringing in six figures. In a few years after that, she's bringing in seven figures and counting. She says she did it by turning her messes into her message. And you can do it too. A lot of entrepreneurs think that they have to do everything right in order to sell their success story, when it's the messes in life everyone can relate to. She also says if you're not willing to make a fool of yourself in the process, then you're not really serious about your business. In other words, you have to be willing to get over your fears, put yourself out there, take chances, and stop caring what other people think. And in this audio interview, you'll hear her no-nonsense and nowhere near sugar-coated tips for pulling yourself up by the bootstraps and making seven figures already. You'll also hear a 3-second way to know if you're a good fit for entrepreneurialism and if you should maybe just go get a day job. You'll learn the one tiny little thing that stops most entrepreneurs from making money and how to make sure that doesn't happen to you. You'll hear the only three ways that matter when it comes to connecting with prospects, and building a website isn't one of them. You'll hear exactly what Suzanne spent her initial $47 investment on to get her going. You'll also learn why Suzanne says tenacity is the most important thing entrepreneurs need for success, more than marketing, more than a business plan, more than money, and examples of the kind of tenacity she's talking about. You'll hear the crazy story of how Suzanne talked her local Whole Foods store into partnering with her when her service had nothing to do with their products. You'll hear the strange but effective class Suzanne says all salespeople should take in order to dance in the moment of a sales presentation, discuss money effortlessly, and represent your value in every situation. Suzanne admits that 80% of the things she's tried have failed, and that's not uncommon when it comes to business. But she says if you nail the other 20%, rinse and repeat, you'll have a seven-figure income before you know it. And in this audio, you'll hear all about it. Now let's get going.
Hi, this is Chris Costello, and I've teamed up with Michael Senoff to bring you the world's best health-related interviews. So if you know anyone struggling with their weight, with cancer, diabetes, ADHD, autism, heart disease, or other health issues, send them over to Michael Senoff's HardToFindSeminars.com. Today we are talking with Suzanne Evans, doing secretarial work on Broadway, and in 1 year built herself into a six-figure income, and now 3 years later, a seven-figure income. Suzanne, thank you so much for joining us.
Happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
You are just something else. We've been looking at your website, just cracking us up with some of the things you say. And right away, you just admit that you failed math 2 times, you have no formal business training, and you launched your business from a 350-square-foot apartment, but you've obviously built it into just an incredible success. And I want to ask you, first of all, one of the really key things that you say is turn your messes into success. Why do you talk about that?
Actually, I say turn your mess into your message, which means that many times the people we work with are in the service-related professions, and they're trying to hide their messes, they're trying to hide their challenges, they're trying to come off as this person who has it all together, and they forget that what people really relate to are stories, and they are able to connect through empathy. And if they can see that your test has become your testimony, or if you've turned your mess into your message, they can connect to that, they can relate to that, that's somebody else that they want to work with. And so quite often we go around this world trying to look perfect, and that's actually not what people are looking for. They're looking for someone that's relatable. And so we always tell our clients, make your master message. You can make a lot of money doing it.
And so how did you figure that out? You had a pretty unique story on how that happened for you.
Well, for me, it was funny but simple. I didn't really have a choice. You know, when I looked at what I had, which was being a secretary, I was completely broke. I wrote this article a few years ago that's kind of become very, very famous, which was Fat, Gay, and Broke. And I looked at what I had. I'd never been in business before, but I knew I wanted to do something else. I said, I'm either going to lie my way through this, or I got to take all this mess and turn it into something that is monetizable, turn it into magic, turn it into a message, and use that to kind of be my battle cry, to be my movement, to be my marketing message that I share with the world. So it came out of necessity, but what I learned through using that and doing that and really kind of swallowing hard and going, just share who you are and what you've been through, what I saw was that people went, wow, you're real. Wow, I can relate to you. So I've been through that too. Or I was worried that I couldn't launch a business, start a new venture, make more money because I had this going on in my life. And now I've seen you do it. I know that I can do it. So it's been probably one of the greatest lessons of my life was that me going, this is all I got, so I might as well use it, is what made so many people attracted to our business and our brand and our message.
And when you first started out, you went out to Whole Foods Market, right?
I did. You know, I had done what we call in marketing, run the course of my circle of influence. You know, I'd call the neighbors, I'd call the friends. After I had tortured everyone that I knew to torture to get this little business off the ground, I said, I've got to figure out where to get clients. And I was literally shopping in Whole Foods one day, and I said, I've got an idea. Just thought of something. And my partner said, oh, please. Please do not have an idea, because she knows that always gets everybody in trouble. And so I said, I'm going to go talk to the general manager. And I went and talked to the general manager, and I said, I am no longer a life coach. I'm a business coach. But at that time, I was life coaching. And I said, I'd like to put a life coaching booth in the Whole Foods. And he said, well, we don't do that. And I said, well, there's a guy in the back of the store passing out chicken sausage samples. Surely people need coaching more than they need chicken sausage. And he kept going, but we don't do that. We only do products. So I worked with him and worked with him, and I said, it says whole food, whole body, whole life. Come on, what about the whole life piece? So I think I scared him enough that he said yes. And so every Sunday from, I think it was 2 to 5 o'clock, for at least 6 months, I set up a table in Whole Foods between the apples and the tomatoes. And I talked to people. I asked them questions. I asked them what worked in their life, what didn't work in their life, if they want some coaching around it. And I got clients, I got customers, I got traction. And was it the easiest thing I've ever done? No. A lot of people would find it humiliating to stand in a grocery store and ask for business. For me, it was my greatest life lesson. If you're not willing to make a fool of yourself, you're not really serious about business.
Okay, so you really built this from the ground up. I'm really curious about, you deal with a lot of people, a lot of businesses, and what are some of the really common elements that you see when people come to you that they really struggle with and that really stops them and keeps them from going to that level of success that you're obviously teaching so many people to do?
They want a magic pill. They want the rewards without the work. And that doesn't mean they don't show up with a lot of desire and a lot of passion and a lot of excitement. But quite often I see people lack hunger. You know, one of my favorite quotes is, live your life for a few years like most people won't, so you can live the rest of your life like most people can't. And I see tons of people, and I have to say, especially women, who really have a desire to change their financial situation. They have an idea. They'd like to start a business, but they're not really willing to do whatever it takes. And building a business is very hard work. It is not a 9-to-5 existence. It is much more difficult than having a job. Sometimes people will come to me and I'll say, well, why do you want to start a business? And they'll say, oh, because, you know, I don't want to have a job. And I know that's a huge red flag for me that this is never going to work for them, because it's a lot harder than having a job. And I think that work and work ethic and putting in the time and putting in the hours has really almost become a dirty word for us. It's almost become something negative. And you talk to any highly successful person, and they will tell you it was struggle. It was hard. It was tough. It was getting up 20 times in a row. It was that 80% of what they did failed, but 20% worked, and they just focused on that 20%. And so I think that we live in a day and age and society and situation where people want a magic pill. They want a magic bullet, and no such thing exists. People will come up to me and say, oh, I can't wait to get where you've been. You know, I want to be an overnight sensation. I go, oh, okay, yeah, a 5-year, 19-hour workday overnight sensation. All right, yeah, I totally get it. So that's what I think most people struggle with. Everything else can be figured out. you know, marketing and business building and how to make money, you can go to Barnes & Noble and buy a book on that. What you can't buy is work ethic. What you can't buy is the tenacity to understand that you are going to have to get knocked down 20 times and get up 21 to make this work.
So do you think tenacity is one of the most important things?
Absolutely. I like to say that marketing, business building strategy really makes the path easier. Tenacity makes the path possible.
Okay, so what about the businesses where they have the tenacity, they've been doing the work? I see a lot of people like this, but they aren't getting the results, they aren't getting the breakthrough. What do you do with those guys?
I think that's BS for the most part. I mean, I see a lot of people who look very busy, but they're not doing the work. There's a big difference between looking busy and doing the work. So there's a few challenges with businesses. I mean, certainly you have to have the right model. You need to start with a good business model that's monetizable, that has the right structure and the right strategy to be able to be profitable. Then you have to make sure that you've got the right strategy in place, the right marketing in place, that on a daily basis you have automated systems that allow you to collect leads and convert those leads into customers. Third, you have to know how to sell. You know, most people want to be in business, but they don't want to have to sell. And it's really just crazy talk because you're not in business if you're not selling. You know, whether you're a virtual business or a brick and mortar business, if you are not asking people on a daily basis to work with you or buy your product or program or service or have some type of consultation with you, then you're not in business. And then fourth of all, you have to back it all up with follow-up and action. I was very committed that I would call people or opportunities until they said, yes, we'd love to have you, or they told me to buzz off. And it's never easy hearing no. But I'll tell you what, it's a lot easier hearing no than it is not being able to pay your bills, not being able to grow your business, and you've got to come up with a ton of no's to get to the yeses. At the end of the day, business really is a numbers game. You know, I say all the time, how many times have we bought crap? We have all bought stuff that wasn't very good. Everything is sellable as long as you put in the effort. Now, I am not a proponent of going out there and you not having a great product, program, or service. The reason I love working with the people I love working with is they're very connected to their movement. They have a service or product or program that truly can transform the world. But the truth of the matter is everything comes down to numbers. So if you ask enough people, you're going to get enough no's, you're going to get some yeses.
For more interviews on health, mind, body, and spirit, go to Michael Senoff's hardtofindseminars.com. And what do you say to that coaching client that has difficulty with sales? How do you work with those people?
Well, if they want to overcome it, I mean, we have great programs for that. I have a program called Conversations to Cash, which really teaches individuals how do you talk to potential customers? How do you turn a lead into a client? And there's some very specific containers in which you can hold the conversation. There's some very specific strategies you can use. But the client has to be willing to break through their fear or their uncomfortableness with sales. And if they're not willing to do that, and I do see quite a few people who aren't willing, probably they're best suited for a job. Because if you're going to be in business, you have to know that marketing and sales is your number one job, no matter what it is you do in the business. It always needs to be your number one focus. The other thing I recommend, and this may surprise a lot of people, all of my clients are required to take an improvisation class. If you don't know what improvisation is, for some of your listeners, that is a theatrical style class where people are improvising scenes and situations. That's what sales is. You have to be able to have a conversation with them and dance in the moment and go to unexpected places and hold the space for difficult conversations and discuss money and answer questions on the fly and be able to represent your value. And a lot of that is improvisation, which is what we encourage all of our clients to take part in.
So many people just think sales is just kind of hitting people with a barrage of information.
Right.
We get a lot of that rather than actually listening.
Absolutely. There's a lot of sales to be made in the silence.
Except not on the radio.
No, never good on the radio.
Okay. Another thing you talk about, and it's very interesting because I know there's a lot of people out there now that are simply trying to create a virtual business. They want to sit home, they want to be in front of their computer, and they want to make some products and sell them from their chair. What do you think about that?
Well, you can eventually do that. I mean, some people have been very successful at selling online products and programs, but especially for a startup small business owner, nothing is going to happen sitting behind your computer. Unless you are a ultimate SEO, pay-per-click expert. You're someone that studies how to drive traffic online, and you are really accomplished in that area. You are not going to start a business behind your computer. And even most of the people who are what I just said, the accomplished people in online marketing, did not initially start their business behind the computer. They got out, they met people, they shook hands, they connected, they spoke places, they networked, and that's really what it takes to grow a business. In this highly technological age, we have some great opportunities to get our message out free and fast, but nothing in the world will ever trump face-to-face connection. So we say that the layers of how we like to connect with people and we encourage our clients to connect with people is first face-to-face, next phone-to-phone, after that email to email. So those are really the three ways that we prefer people to connect, and in that order, face-to-face, phone-to-phone, email-to-email.
So you went pretty quickly to a six-figure salary. Now, did you have to invest a lot into your business, or how did you actually get from point A to point B?
I actually invested $47 in my business. That is what I invested to get started, and I have built a multiple seven-figure business without a single bank loan, without any type of investment or any type of capital. And I was in a day job while I first started my business, and I worked a 60-hour-a-week day job while I started my business, and I actually called it my business loan because it afforded me the opportunity to not worry about paying the rent while I got the business going. And then I slowly transitioned out of the job, of course, into the full-time being in business. And I tell people all the time, you will need investment of some type, whether it's you have a savings or a 401k plan, or you may be fortunate enough to have a partner or a spouse who's happy to support your venture, or you're in a day job. You will need to be able to pay the rent and pay the light bill until your business is taken off and you are sustaining yourself through the business only. But for me, I had no capital, no startup, no investment, $47 in a day job, and I worked my business and built my business before work, after work, and during lunch.
And what did you spend the $47 on?
There was an online printing company that you could get 250 free business cards, but you had to pay for shipping. The shipping was like $19, and then I bought a domain online, which I think was like $15 or something like that, and then I bought a sign, that sign I used at Whole Foods that was on sale at Staples. You could get a sign printed. It was $25, and one day only it was like $12. So in total, it was about $47 that I initially invested in the business.
If you wait long enough, you can even get the free shipping. If you're really patient, they'll send you that email eventually.
There you go. Well, see, I wasn't patient.
Could have been 27, right? Okay.
That's right.
Okay, so let's go back to when you started, and like you said, you started with $47, you built it into a seven-figure income for yourself in just a few years. What were some of the hurdles?
Oh, everything.
Well, that covers it. Okay.
It's amazing because it could be the most simple thing, which kind of blows your mind, like how do you set up the right account for your business? What kind of entity do I need to be? I remember it being a big deal that I found out I could get a FedEx account. I mean, I know that sounds crazy, but it starts with those little things. And then, of course, the big things are you do things that don't work. You need to be marketing a minimum of 3 to 5 hours a day when you're in business. So I'm out there marketing, and you launch something that no one pays any attention to. Or you create something that no one signs up for, and you have to test and you have to analyze and you have to figure out what about this didn't work. And I try to tell all of my clients consistently, please remember that over the last few years, 80% of what I've done has not worked. 80%. But we have nailed that 20%. And we find that 20%, we rinse and repeat and repeat and repeat and repeat. And we just innovate or recreate what did work. So I think the biggest hurdle that I have had has been sticking with it. You know, I've never had an issue of sticking with it, but I on a daily basis understand why people don't, because you have to pull yourself up by the bootstraps 100 times a day, and you have to remind yourself why you do what you do and why you're in the game, and you have to remind yourself that this just falls in the 80%, keep looking for the 20%. I love Paula Deen's name in an interview the other day. The harder I work, the luckier I get. And it's true. We live in a time where people are like, I want to work less and make more. Well, I'm very fortunate that I can do some of that now because I have such a great team. But at the end of the day, your name is on the door like my name is on the door. Buck stops with you, and you've got to keep picking yourself up and, in some cases, picking your team up to keep going. And they can always contact my team at support@suzanneevans.org. And we've got some great free goodies for those of you in business who want to have a wonderful DVD that shows you step-by-step really how to make meaning, make difference, and make money and launch your movement. We've got that gift for you at suzanneevans.org.
Wonderful. Well, thank you once again, Suzanne, for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
That's the end of our interview with Suzanne. I hope you found it helpful. And for more great interviews on business, marketing, and health, go to Michael Senoff's HardToFindSeminars.com.